Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, a new report from Congress on how the FBI and CIA might have stopped a Boston bombing suspect a year before the bombings, if not for a spelling error.
But first, to Facebook's newest acquisition, the social media giant has announced that it plans to acquire Oculus VR, that's VR for virtual reality, for about $2 billion. NPR technology correspondent Steve Henn joins us from Silicon Valley to tell us all about it. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Well, it seems like every time Facebook buys something, the first thing we have to do is figure out what exactly it is that they just spent billions on. So what is Oculus?
Well, Oculus is a company that was started in 2012. It makes this virtual reality headset called the Oculus Rift. And it's actually kind of an amazing startup story. It was founded by this kid, Palmer Luckey. He's now 21 years old. It got started with a Kickstarter campaign that raised almost $2.5 million. And basically, he wanted to build a device that would allow him to build and play totally immersive virtual reality games. Hmm. So if you picture this giant box, almost like a bread maker or bread machine strapped to your eyes, that's kind of what it looks like. That's how my wife describes it.
Huh.
And you strap this on your head, and it has gyroscopes built into it. So when you turn your head left, your field of view shifts left as if you're in a digital world. You can look up, you can look down, and you're totally surrounded. So hardcore gamers have been completely fascinated by the idea of building games for this thing. And it's attracted a community of supporters who are frankly kind of, you know, like geekish gaming types. But it's also attracted $90 million in venture capital funding. And now the interest of Mark Zuckerberg, who has spent $2 billion on this thing.
Even though the general public has not been able to actually buy Oculus Rift yet, right?
Well, that's right. They don't have a consumer product yet. They are selling this device to developers for $350. And, you know, it's been featured at trade shows like CES. I recently got a chance to play with one at the Open Source Robotic Foundation. These guys make robotic software, and they were using it to create a demo of the Robonaut. This is NASA's robot. So they put this thing on my head, and I basically got to control a virtual space robot, and it was quite an experience. You can listen to it here.
And try to flip that.
Oh, I've just sent the drill spinning into my face.
Right. That's zero gravity for you.
I am like a drunk toddler.
When I had that on my head, I was actually had the sensation of floating through a space station, maneuvering this robot, trying to grab tools, and it was completely immersive. Hmm. It was also kind of difficult to control. Just a second later, I actually hit myself in my own head with my own hand. It can be a little disorienting. And after a few minutes of having this thing on, I actually started to feel sick to my stomach, which is a pretty common experience for people who use it. And it's, you know, it's one of the things that has made a lot of Oculus skeptics wonder if this will ever be used by the masses. You know, the company says they're working on reducing motion sickness, but when your product makes people vomit, that's a hurdle.
That's a problem.
Right.
And I see that Zuckerberg says in his announcement that immersive gaming is going to be the first thing that he wants to do with this. But I'm trying to think of what this means for Facebook. Will I eventually be able to go on and meet up with any of my friends and feel like I'm in the same room as them?
Well, I think that's one of the possibilities. For that to happen, you'd have to have a digital avatar of yourself, and your friends would need digital avatars. So I think the first thing, like you said, we're going to see are sort of virtual games like Second Life, where instead of just looking at this virtual world through a computer screen, you're sort of maneuvering through it. You know, Mark Zuckerberg said that virtual reality will become the most social platform ever. He talked about, you know, creating an opportunity for people to have courtside seats at a basketball game. The movie industry is very interested in this. The entertainment industry is interested in this and how it could work. But there's a long way to go. And it's going to be fascinating to see if they can attract developers and content creators to this platform.
And this comes, what, less than a month after Facebook bought WhatsApp. So it seems that Zuckerberg is on a buying spree here.
That's right. I mean, it hasn't been that long. And that purchase was massive. I mean, this was $2 billion. The WhatsApp purchase could be valued, when it's all said and done, at more than $19 billion.
Yeah.
So clearly, Facebook feels that there are lots of innovative startups out there, and it's willing to pay a lot of money, or at least a lot of stock, to gain control of them. It's not entirely clear to me that all of these acquisitions make sense. I mean, you're talking about companies that don't have revenue or have very little revenue. In the case of Oculus Rift, don't really have a consumer base. So these are really speculative investments, and they're paying a huge amount for them. It's going to be interesting to see how many of these investments pan out and how many really don't.
NPR technology correspondent Steve Henn joining us from Silicon Valley. Steve, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.